Okay. What was that? Okay. This meeting is private. Bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response from a Bivens citizen for the first time? Hearing none, this meeting is private. Bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response from Bivens citizens for a second time? Hearing none, this meeting is private. Bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Bivens citizens for the third time? Hearing none, anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government or including the territory of the United States or the municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay. Thanks everybody for showing up to the meeting. Like I said, Tamar is running a little late. She will be here. Let's see if I can. Are you guys online? I wonder if my camera would work. Oh, it does. Okay, so you can kind of see. And the camera, the video is not working. Right. You select that and see if it will start. So anyway, the first thing I'm going to talk about, since Tamar's not here yet, Lincoln. I'm going to talk about the stamps and the stuff that's going to be in the roll call meeting. And there's certain things that we're going to have to change. What I did is I ordered stamps that just say unincorporated for now, because the stamps, we're going to have to change them again eventually after I just bought a whole bunch of them. So we have changed them on the LRO, on the documents there. So most of the stuff is on there. I mean, if Aaron wants to talk a little bit about what changes he's made so far. Aaron, do you want to talk about that?
Yes. So basically, read through guidelines to eight, and anywhere you see your name in capital letters, in all capital letters, I pretty much either added a description to it before that or after it. Mainly the civil assumed name, and the other ones like the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act, and a few other little places as we went down. And so we're probably going to read through that together tomorrow for the recording secretary training, just to see if I missed anything or just talk out about potential other places we could put it. But I believe I got most of it. So it's just basically to include that. Every time you see your name in capital letters and when it's referring to us, it's unincorporated. Just to really nail in the jurisdiction that we're not in that jurisdiction. So apart from going through it, I think that's probably the best description I can give right now. So thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, there's anything when I talked to Anna on Thursday, that even the roll call thing, the first one that she brought up that we talked about is a draft, okay? And there's going to be another one coming out. And what I suggested to Anna in the meeting was that if she could have Michelle actually email it out to all the coordinators, because she has the most up-to-date coordinator list, instead of giving it to Terry. Terry only has the people that she has in her form of, I guess, coordinators or something. I don't know what her list is, but even like Lisa and even Michelle and a few of us, we don't get any of the emails from her. So I asked Dana if she would just change that way of sending out emails to all the coordinators to having Michelle do it. Michelle wasn't on the call, so I mean, I kind of threw her under the bus, I guess. And I just said, well, if Michelle's willing to do it, not if Michelle Ford, she's the coordinator for, she does the coordinator call for everybody. It's Michelle Ford. And she was, for some reason, she wasn't on the meeting last Thursday. And I basically pleaded or asked her to, you know, step up and send out, you know, with Anna would send her the stuff and then send those out to all the coordinators so that way we can get a copy of it ahead of time. But the ballots that were that I sent out for everybody to work on or to, you know, to vote on whatever, the headings are not going to change. It's just the detail inside of it. And we'll have another meeting when the new documents come out on what is the details, you know, because she's changing it based on all of our complaints or our, you know, worries about what was going on. So she's trying to, you know, like reword it so that it's more in line with what we're talking about, right? You know, because one of the things I asked her was the, you know, like what Aaron's talking about on the LRO or on your paperwork, whatever, about putting unincorporated behind our names. Well, she said that we're not companies and only companies need to put unincorporated on it. That we are franchises to a company, but we're not a company, right? So, but the deal is any place that says the Nevada Assembly or the United States of America needs to have unincorporated behind it or somewhere next to it, right? So those, that's the reason for now what I did is ordered stamps that say unincorporated so that we can, if we're using our stamps, then we can do that and put unincorporated behind it, right?
So that's a certain color, like red or red?
It's red, yeah. We use red ink. But the stamps that I bought, they're self-inking, and they're self-inking in red, right? So you'll just go, pop, pop, you know, and it'll automatically stamp it. That is cheaper than buying the stamps over again, because the unincorporated stamps were like $12, I think, a piece, and the other ones are like $50 a piece, $40-something a piece, you know what I'm saying?
So you weren't able to return them back and say, hey, I made a mistake?
No. They gave me a big discount on making those because there was a mistake, but this time they made sure that there was no mistake, so I can't do that. And I wouldn't do that to them anyway. That's not right. You know, we didn't really make a mistake. It's that we're changing our laws, right? And when you change our laws, then we have to change what we do. And that's the part of what a lot of the other states are complaining about, because there's a cost in it, right? We're going to have to come up with money now to buy the new stamps. And I'll do that eventually. But any new stamps I buy from now on will be the correct stamps. I didn't put it on here on this computer, the stamps. Maybe I can. No, I don't. I just changed the stamps for Aaron. He liked the way I did it because it says the Nevada Assembly Unincorporated and then Land and Soil underneath, but I shrunk their words down so they don't touch. You know what I'm saying? It looks pretty good. And so I'm going to do that on the embossers and the round stamp. I'll move that one too. Now, the other stamp, we're kind of revamping it kind of all together, you know, because it's the way it's worded is not right. And I'm trying to get the stamps for the courts, because our court clerks have to stamp everything and date it, time and date it when they receive the documents for our courts. And then Paul is working on the website for the court clerk to upload their paperwork, right? So we have several pieces that we're working on right now, and we're moving forward with that. And we're trying to get all of that stuff done, you know what I'm saying, done to the right way. Part of also me doing all of this, if you guys know, I'm writing the book for how to build the union state and the counties and that kind of stuff. We're going to stop. It's going to mention the State of the Union, but it's not. We're not going to go in detail of that. We're going to go just prior to that in the book. There's going to be probably a second or third book that's going to lay out the whole government. Got some great people in that meeting and on that meetings. They're on Sundays at 11:30. So it's like I said, I got meetings just about every day. It's keeping me busy, but it's worth it because when we get done, we'll have basically detail on how to actually build things. It's like, how many times have you looked through the documents and stuff and like, how do you, what does the seal need to look like? What does the stamps need to look like? Nobody knows. I mean, unless you go through asking a lot of people and come up with something, you know, nobody knows what things should look like, you know, in our even our court documents, you know, like what does the seals on those look like and what does the stamps look like? Well, in this book, we're going to have samples of everything, of what it is that when we tell you you need to have a seal, we're going to give you examples of seals. We're going to tell you that you need, you know, this stamp for your recording secretaries. We're going to show you a image of that stamp, what it needs to look like and why, and explain it, right? That's what this book is going to do. It's going to be in detail, everything. It's like me and Tamara was just talking today because there's the piece that we're going through right now that's doing the detail. The stuff that we got from one of the people in there to do it and is right now 45 pages. So, and it's probably going to get bigger. But the whole book is going to be a lot of pages. Like we already got, we call them sections instead of chapters. So section one and section two is almost, section one's done, section two is almost done. Those we're going to print them out and they're getting mailed to Anna to proof it, right? And she's going to go over them. Go ahead.
Yeah. Once that's all done, where that's something that's going to go like to every state, so each state will understand how to build their state.
Yeah, this is like right now everybody gets the How to Build an Assembly, that book, which was wrote by Anna and Terry, I think. This one here is basically going to be a Federation book that all of the assemblies will get, and anybody that wants it, you know, it's going to be free. We are talking about publishing it and giving the proceeds to Anna. So it's going to look good. It's going to have a lot of pictures in it of stuff, to, you know, how to do things.
Job descriptions.
Yeah. Well, it's going to describe what it is each position's doing and what they need to do. It's not really a job description, you know. It's just what does a recording secretary do, right? And then just list out, you know, explain it, what they do, what their stamps look like, blah, blah, blah. You know, do all those whole thing. That's what we're doing. So my complaint through this whole thing is there isn't no information out there to really tell us how to build our government from the ground up, right? So I asked Anna to do this. Anna says, go for it. She told me that I needed to use Louise from PKTF. I don't know if you guys know her. Louise Anthony Campbell, I think her last name. Smart lady. I'm telling you, when it comes to this stuff, smart lady. She knows a lot of stuff. And then the deal is she's not afraid to question things. You know, it's like we had a discussion the other day about the pillars in the State of the Union. Okay, our government, when it gets built, when we're building our government, remember we're always told that it starts with the people, right? It always starts with the people. Then it goes from the people to your towns. So you organize your towns and get things done, what you need in your towns, whatever. And then those people, you know, basically Anna keeps telling me it's always the same people. It is always the same people. It's all the people in the state. So it's the people in your town. Those same people go to the county. It's the same people still, but it's in all the counties now, right? And then those counties then build the union state. Well, a lot of people are not understanding what the union state is. The union state is basically all of the counties together. It's not a state. It's not, it is a state, but it's not a county, right? It is your state, but soil jurisdiction state only, right? So they can't work outside of your state. So it's anything that's on the soil of Nevada, our State of the Union in Nevada works on. And that's the reason why I asked Anna to work on the union state, is what I'm trying to do is get all the counties up and running and joined together and helping the efforts of them, you know, like getting their paperwork done, getting their, you know, we've already did their fictitious names for all of the counties, right? We've done all the stuff that we need to do, but we need to get the counties involved, and that's where I got to get outreach, you know, which is going to be in this book, on how to outreach to all these people in each county to get them standing, because we need at least two people in every county to stand the county up. That's all you need in the county is two people. But again, it doesn't mean you can run the county. It just means it's standing. And there's a difference between standing and fully standed, right? Fully standed is what we did here in Clark County so far, where we have our General Assembly, we have our courts, we have our Justice of the Peace, we have our sheriff. That's considered, and did our elections. That's standing. Now we're standing. Now we got to work it. We have to actually, you know, like, train the people that are in those positions to do the jobs, right? And we have to have the software for them to be able to do it, right? And that's what I've been working on with Paul, is trying to get all of that software and all the stuff done that we need, you know, to be a full government, to be an actual running government. And we need to do the same thing for the state. And that's what the LRO is all about, too. It is growing the LRO to fit our state, so that we can record people in our state. You know, there's other people in Nevada that says that they still don't recognize, you know, the LRO, even though everybody voted on being one, you know, it being the state. Here comes tomorrow. Need to open the door for her. But the deal is this is all the software we need. You know, and the LRO that we all voted, it was going to be a state LRO, and, you know, that's what it is. And I'm developing it now to be that, and we're changing it every day. We just made a big change because of the talking about the, what's it over here? Let me move over a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Get you in there.
Anyway, tomorrow's there. So, but I'm going to keep going, though. So, the big change that I just made this week is has to do with our kids, minors. Okay, for our babies, we do what we call baby deeds, but they're minors, right? Even the babies are minors. So, when you have a baby, then you do a baby deed. But then we need the way to give them credential cards, to give them, you know, some way of saying that they're an ASN too, right? So in the system now, you create an account, and it's not the thing, so I can't show you up there. On your account, once you create the account, and they go to the recording secretary, or it goes to your master file, down at the bottom it says if you're an ASN, an ASC, or a federal person, or a minor now, right? So you would mark them as a minor, so that account would be a minor account, right? And then once you create the minor account, well, I used to have a tab that was on everybody's account that said baby, and that's where you key in all the stuff for the baby deed. Well, that's gone now. And what it is once you create the minor, then the minor has that tab, because that baby deed stuff only is associated with that minor, right? So then you would go onto that tab and key in all their stuff, and then from there you can create their baby deeds, right, from the minor count, right? And then also when you're in the parent's account, or you can do it from any account, there's a place on there that says linked accounts. So now you can link all of your, all the people together. Somebody can let her in.
Oh, Jessica.
You need to unlock the door. So anyway, you can link all the people together that's in your family, okay? And it, and last names, all that don't matter. All that matters is you go in and you select an account and say, this is linked to. So it's like me, I picked my account, and then my son's name is similar to mine, but I have a stepdaughter. I call her my daughter, but her name is Kinnapapapibone, not even my name, okay? But she is my daughter, right? So I went in there and I linked her to me, right? I created her account, linked her to me. So when it shows on the screen, it shows for the people that are online, if they can see it. It would probably be good.
HDMI might as well.
Okay. Is that connecting?
They're detecting it, but it could be selected.
Yeah, Rocky, if we want to have multiple children, do you have that option?
Just create new accounts. Okay. So, like, if you have five kids, create five accounts. Mark them all as minor. Okay?
Yeah, so if that considered, so anyone who's under 18 is a minor. I guess.
Okay, it's not going to let me. Oh, it's, what is it doing? Did you guys see it up there or not? No? Let's see if I do the share screen on here for you guys. Which screen is it? Or this? Oh, it's blocked. Okay, well, I'm not going to do that then. Let's stop the sharing. You can get to the... It doesn't matter. I'm not going to be able to show it anyway.
Got it.
In here. Hang on here.
You're on.
Oh, you're on the TV.
Is it on there?
You aren't yet.
But I can't show the
web. Oh, you here, can, yeah.
The library's blocking me from showing it to you guys. So I can't do it. But I'm trying to maximize this now. So you guys, at least you guys see that. But anyway, when you go to the link accounts and then you say add a link, it'll take you to a search page. You search for, you know, somebody in the LRO, so you can put in their last name or whatever it is. It doesn't matter who they are. And then you click, there's a little button on the left that says link, and you click it, and it then it automatically just shows on your screen them linked to you now. And you can just keep adding people. You know, you can add as many as you want. And then also what it does is on the screen, I wish I could show it to you. Maybe on the next meeting I'll show it to you. On the right-hand side, it tells you like they're an ASN or a minor or whatever. It lets you know who they are, right, what their status is. So that way you know who the minors are and who they're not. And if you go to the minor page, then you get another tab that says baby, and then you key in all their baby information for to create their baby deeds, right? In your master account, like your account, like my account, I don't have that map because I'm not a baby. I'm an ASN. So only if you're marked as a minor, you get the baby tab. If you're not marked as a minor, you don't get the tab. All right? So that's how it works. Yeah.
You can call me whatever you want. What?
I'm thinking so many different things right now. Yeah.
So when you get the baby deed recorded, is that neutralize anything that the birth certificate would have done?
That's, instead of doing a birth certificate, you do a baby deed for us.
What is that? Does that neutralize bad things that the birth certificate?
Yes. Aaron, did you hear that? Aaron?
Sorry, brother, I got a girl screaming.
What he said is, does the baby deed
neutralize
something with their birth certificate.
Yeah, so the birth certificate is a registration, right, in their realm. And essentially, traffic basically says you died at birth and you're trafficked in the land of the sea as a dead entity. And so a baby deed corrects that record and puts it on the record that a living baby was born this day, it's still alive, and the two witnesses are the mother and father, not a parent. You know, it's all a play on words. So it's basically correct record, right? For us adults who aren't minors anymore, we use the deed of reconveyance to correct the birth certificate. But for babies who are still your own property, then we need the baby deed to correct the record.
So it's just correcting the record?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. But yeah, okay. And also it corrects the record and also is what we should have in the first place. There never should have been a birth certificate in the first place. It should always be the baby deed. It's always been a baby deed from the very start. But when we do it late, obviously when there's already a birth certificate, then it's correcting the record, plus putting on the record that in the land and soil jurisdiction that a baby was born and, you know, just clarifying that. So it should always be baby deeds from the very beginning, but we also use it as a correct the record for the birth certificate.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a follow-up question to that. So then our clarification. So then does that mean that the power that the original birth certificate had, i.e. to declare you as a British territorial citizen, that's null and void?
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Is that what Aaron, would you agree with that?
Yeah. Aaron, what he's saying is when we do our baby deed, that null and voids the down trafficking us with the birth certificate. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, you know, they've already trafficked the name. And so, again, they're creating a fictitious entity or a corporation, some entity they've created with your name. So they've already kind of trafficked your name. They've stolen your identity. But there's not much we can do about it then. So all we can do is basically correct the record with the baby deed. From this point on, when referring to this name, this is a living son or daughter. Yeah, I think that's what I want to say about that. I yield.
Yeah. Thank you, Aaron.
So then does that mean that given that they already done a fraudulent, illegal, immoral thing, i.e. stole our identity, does that mean that we have legal recourse against them? Now that we understand this and we've been legal recourse against them? Because they're going to continue what you're hearing saying is that they already sold our name and they already have it. So how do we...
Well, that's the ideal of the baby deed, is to correct the record. Is to set it straight that name that they're using isn't us, or isn't that baby, right? That's the reason why we do the baby deeds.
But then if they keep using that...
Well, they're going to keep using your name.
Well...
They haven't stopped, even though you've done your paperwork.
How do we stop
them? Huh?
How do we stop them?
Well, there's really nothing you can to stop them from trying to do it. All we can do is keep correcting the record, right?
Okay.
And say, no, that's not me, right? I mean, if they go, John Blow is one of their fictitious people, right? Well, we're not John Doe, so we don't respond to that, right? And that's why if they do send us something to us, then we say, we correct the record. That is not me. That's not us, right? And we send them letters back saying, you got the wrong person, because we're not a person, right?
So it's clearly just denying that what they did.
Right.
Just clearly denying it.
Exactly. That's the ideal of what we're doing.
There's one way that you can record all your paperwork at the court recording office, the 1980 package. And there's another route. In order for you to insert yourself into that government, you want to be recognized by them.
Right.
So you can take all your 1928 and have it recorded.
Yeah, it's right now the court recording clerk over there won't do that. The way I did get mine in there and how I got mine in there was the last ticket that I got. I went to court and I served the judge my paperwork. And he goes, did you want these on the record? And I said, yes, sir. And so he put them on the record. So he just posted it for me.
right? And that didn't cost me anything to do that. Where if you go to their recorder, and if they will do it, they're going to charge you to do it.
We really should do what you did. All of us should do that.
Well, we should, but again, they're not going to let us.
Actually, once we get this government set up, mm-hmm. we have the power to force them to...
Oh, we still can't force them to... That's their corporation. They're outside of our jurisdiction.
Right.
So we can't force them to do anything. All we can do is correct the records, okay. right? And that's what Aaron's saying, is that if we keep correcting the records with baby deeds or whatever else that we do, right, then they have no recourse because they've been notified, right? And that's why you send them the letters to notify them. You send it to the court. You send it to the district attorney. You send it to, you know, to all of them to help to correct the record. This is not me.
We need to do that locally within this county.
Right. Well, you're supposed to, when you did your 928s, you're supposed to mail those documents.
Yeah. And there's another route that you can actually do it, is through the e-file Odyssey.
Do you have the list of stuff you're going to talk about?
No.
Submission.
I'll need it. I did download it.
Oh, I can see on my thing now, on my phone.
Your phone. Go to the US, down, US
you the downloads. Website?
I put them on the website.
I just put them
on the website. Put in the meeting. Did we not put in the meeting? Okay.
Yeah, we did.
Thank you,
Darren. Email. Okay.
Ah, I got
so
it.
So did we settle that one? Okay. So anyway, the LRO is, we're making changes to it all the time to correct all that stuff. Now, one of the questions that came up when I did that is we need information back from everybody in the assembly, in the state, okay? And the information we need is now because they have a regular account on the e-verify part of the account, what do we show the public of your kids?
Repeat that again, Roger.
Okay. Because we're creating accounts for the minors, okay? Now if I go to the e-verify and I search for your kid, it shows up, right? What is it that we show the public? You know, what information do you want
to be visible
to the public? Now, one of the reasons that, because when we create credential cards for them, right, and say like a cop or, you know, one of the Leos or whatever pulls them or gets in contact with them and somehow and they show them their credential card, well, that's what the verify is to verify who that kid is and who their parents are, right? So how much of that information do they need to see to prove that? And also, we have to look at it in another thing. What if we have child molesters or something like that? What do you not want them to see? Definitely you don't want to see them addresses or phone numbers, none of that kind of stuff, right? Not to your kids.
Right.
So that what we need is everybody to email us, you know, email coordinator, because we're going to do tomorrow. Tomorrow has a new email address. Because she is the state coordinator and she doesn't need to be having an email address through the Union State email server. So her new email address is tomorrow.amaral@thenevadaassemblygov.land. And also you can do coordinator@thenevadaassemblygov.land. And that goes to tomorrow. Because she is the coordinator for the state and it needs to reflect a state email, not a county or Union State email.
That does display on the website.
Well, it's like if you're going to, for the LRO, like what we're doing right now for this kid thing, whatever, I want you to send them to either coordinator@thenevadaassemblygov.land, right, that your suggestions on what people can see or not see to the public, right, or what information should we even show at all, you know what I'm saying? Because we do need to show something for the Leos and other people because when we make credential cards for them, it needs to show that they're minor. It needs to show, you know, because we should show the linked accounts to their parents, right, so that they know who their parents are, they can contact them. You know, and the deal is we need input from everybody because, remember, this is your guys' assembly and your LRO. We need to know what it is that we need to do. You know, what do you want? I mean, I can come up with some stuff, but that doesn't mean that's what you guys want, right? So you guys need to come up and say, this is the information. We don't show addresses. We don't show phone numbers. We don't show whatever, you know what I'm saying, for minors, right? Or we only show their names, we show their parents, or we show, you know, give us a list of what you think that the people should see in the E-Verify part. Because I haven't worked on that part of it, and I haven't put in the linked accounts yet in the E-Verify, you know, for the parents.
It's like a redacted version of the people or the baby deeds, so that they only show partial information, and hides their address, and then actually...
Well, it's even like, even on your account, your address is just the person, it's like the first four letters and the first... the last four letters, everything on the middle is like da-da-da-da. Yeah. It's like all messed up so they can't read it. Right. I did that to your phone number, to your
email.
Your email, and to your address, okay? Do we do the same, you know, the same thing right now is going to happen to the minors too, because that's in, you know, across the board on the LRO right now in the E-Verify. So what else is it? You know, it's like when we do, one of the things I was thinking of is that when we do the linked account for the E-Verify, that we only show in the link the ASNs associated with, not the other minors, right? Why would we want to give them the other kids in the family, right?
Safety protocol.
Yeah, so these are the things that you guys need to think about, and you know, email it tomorrow with all these different things, right? Because the LRO is a state thing, and that needs to go through tomorrow. So that we can correct it or make it, you know, or design it that way, you know, that kind of stuff. Because I'm still writing a lot of stuff. It's working really good right now. Aaron's kind of loving it because it's fast and it's got a lot of the stuff that he wants. A lot of the stuff that we've got built in there is from Aaron. Aaron has been... You know, because he knows all the legal or the lawful parts of what we need to do on that. He is actually making all the documents. He just went through what we were talking earlier before Tamar got here. He's going through all the documents and correcting the unincorporated thing. He's correcting, you know, the stuff for the minors and stuff for other things, right? He's working on the baby deeds right now with the new, the way that we got it set up, the new system. And we're hoping to have all that stuff done definitely before the end of this month, right? But we want the recording secretaries who are here now is to start getting all the babies, the minors, in, and getting their information for that and linking the accounts, right? Like I said, the linked account part is we're trying to link families, not everybody, right? So it's like if you have... The reason that I did the way the linked, and also you can remove a link, and the reason I that is in there too is like you could have selected the wrong count and linked it and go, oh, what, wrong one. So you have to remove it, right? Because that's not part of that family. The other reason could be that is you have a couple and they're married and all of a sudden they get divorced and they don't want to be linked anymore, right? So you would unlink that, you know, spouse or whatever from the count. Even though the kids could still be linked to the others, you know, to both parents, right? You just wouldn't link it to the other one. And I need to work on that because when you link it, it's linked to everybody. I may do another thing for separate links. and it's I could still do that because if you picked up, like, say if I picked up the woman in the count and I linked everybody, I linked her kids. And then I took the man, and then I linked the kids. It wouldn't link the two together even right now. The only way you can link them, everybody together, is you have to pick one account and then link everybody, including the other spouse, right? So if you picked up the spouse, you know, like say if I pick up John, and I link the two kids, and then I picked Mary, and I linked the same two kids, well, on Mary's account, it shows the two keys that linked, and on John's, it shows the two linked, but it doesn't show John and Mary because you didn't link them together, right?
I think it would be better if you display it on the screen, and then we can relate to it.
Right.
Instead of,
you know, right now, it's, and I'll say disconnect from the internet, from the library.
Yeah.
I can't show it because they're blocking me from going out to that website. So, yes.
However you expressed that earlier, could you...
email everyone how you express that. So in your opinion or your educated opinion, that's the best way to keep the children the same. Because we could all send in a whole bunch of ideas that are less safe, but unwittingly.
Well, okay, that's another question that comes up into the assembly a lot, is say I get, or Tamara gets 100 questions.
Right.
Okay. Well, Tamara's going to go through those questions, and any dupes or whatever, she's going to make it one, right? And then what she's going to do is in her next meeting, the general meeting, she's going to bring them up, and then all you guys are going to decide on those questions. We're not designing for you, right? Just because you sent a question in, that doesn't mean that Tamara or Rocky or anybody else decides that your question is valid. We're doing it, right? Everything that we do is we bring it to the General Assembly meeting, and then we vote on it, and whatever the vote is what we do. We don't just arbitrarily, one person doesn't have control over nothing and doesn't make decisions for everybody, right? So, you know, with that said, is that, you know, we want to get all this information, but then we're going to take it and then bring it back to the General Assembly. We may word it a little different, or may, you know, come up with what it is that we're going to vote on, you know what I'm saying? And we'll bring it to everybody in the assembly, the state, right? And then you guys are all going to vote on it. We're not going to make decisions for you. Okay?
Well, I understand that conceptually. There's mm-hmm. got to be some line of hope for somebody that knows from past experience, et cetera, or some other country that knows this is the mm-hmm. best way to keep kids safe. You know, so
well, it's
like what you said to be the best way. You don't get many information at all.
Right.
It's the parents' information, that's it.
Well, the deal, like just like what you said, say we have 100 people in our meetings, whatever, or even we're sending out over 300 emails to everybody. And then say we send out all of these questions to everybody. There's got to be somebody in the assembly that's probably had some kind of issues with their kids being trafficked or whatever, right? And they're going to say, well, we need to not do this or that or whatever. They're going to let us know, right? And that's how that's why we do it. That everybody makes, you know, has to say, right? So that we can put all our heads together and come up with something that's better, right? B2?
Yes, Tom is actually here, and he can express that more experience than anybody else here.
Yeah.
Tom, if you don't mind me, I'll be chairing you.
Yeah, it's a deep, dark rabbit hole to go into.
Yeah.
But yeah, trafficking is prevalent more than people even know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the largest income-producing industry in the world. So, more than oil.
Yes. Well, the deal is just when we're creating the system, we need to make sure that we're not, you know, inviting or giving information out that we don't need to these kind of people, right?
Because some people can get coerced into doing something and holding somebody hostage and mm-hmm. them now we're in a very bad place.
Right. So, like, the one suggestion I made was that on the linked accounts on the Verify doesn't show any other minors when you're looking at a minor, right? Because you don't want them trying to traffic all your kids, right? So that would be one thing you wouldn't do, but you would want to show the parents because if a Leo pulled them over, they need to see who the parents are to this kid, right? So they can contact one of them, right? So that there's things that I think you should see or that, you know, certain people should see. Now, do we know it's a Leo or not? We don't. That's why we got to, you know, but the deal is if they, you know, like say they pick up my son, Ryan, and Ryan's linked to me, well, they can search their computer, right, for me and then get the information from me and contact me, right? But if they have my name and, you know, my full name and everything and a certain few things that they would need, right, you know, they know I live in Henderson. They know I, you know, whatever zip code it is, right, but they don't know my address. Their system would have that, right, would have my phone number or whatever in their system, right? So us giving just enough information that they know who the parent is so they know to try to contact, right, for that kid. So that's why you would link the parents, the SNs, right, you know, people that you would consider part of that family, so that they would have a way to contact them. But you wouldn't want to give out the other kids in that same family, right? Yeah. So, because we don't know who's looking at the stuff, you know what I'm saying? But it is public stuff, but it, again, how public do you want to get? Yeah.
Because photos are right there, and the kids' photos are right there.
Mm-hmm.
What if there was a way to take a picture and verify their information based on their photo, or that the camera is picking up, mm-hmm. and then you don't have to flip their picture up?
Well, I mean, that's a whole other thing on the E-Verify. The E-Verify is mainly, because it even states that if you're not a Leo or something like that, you shouldn't go any farther. People are going to go to anyway, you know what I mean?
Right.
But we stated on the website that if you click yes on here and go farther, that means that you're some kind of law enforcement or somebody that, you know, it could be a teacher in the school or something, you know what I'm saying, that is trying to verify this kid, right? So, again, I mean, there's got to be certain things that we do show, certain things we don't show. And I'm suggesting everybody, you know, send tomorrow, you know, your beliefs on what should be seen or not seen, right? And then she can compile it all together, get to me. In one of our next meetings, in the General Assembly meeting, we'll bring them all up and see what everybody thinks about what people are saying, right? And then from there, we can pick and choose between all of us, right, on what it is that you want me to do with it. You know, how do we do this in the system? How do we give them what the information we think we should give or not, right? So that was one of the things when I did the link thing that the questions started coming up, that what about E-Verify and the kids? So we need to bring it up. We need to talk about it. You know, and we need good discussions about it, I think. That is as far as I have. Now we're gonna, tomorrow's gonna take over and talk about her stuff.
Okay.
Switch seats so they can see you.
I don't have to see anything else, right? I can just go into it.
Huh?
We don't have to do anything else, right? The bids are none of
them. No, I did that for the state. So
I have about, well, you already talked about the documents and everything. So there's four different subjects that I would like to bring up. Did we talk about the ballots?
Just a little bit, not.
Okay, but we can't pull it up anyways, right? We can't.
I can't pull up the ballots, right?
So everyone has received the email, and on the bottom it will tell you exactly how to fill it out. It's very simple, blue pen. Make sure you do the dot. Fully. If you make a mistake, please get rid of it, print out a new copy or ask for a new copy, and then we fill it out. Right now we're still not voting, but we already have everything ready for everyone. Yes.
E-Verify to where you can vote and then submit it to somewhere so you didn't have to print it?
No. In our last meeting, we discussed that we would do paper ballots. So we want, and the ideal of the paper ballot is you have to write your name on it, so you have to print it and then rescan it, because we need to know who it is. It's to, so we can verify them in the system, or in some system, right? And if we can't verify you based on the name you put on there, so print it nice so we can read it.
Having a hard copy, we're going to be storing all of these documents.
We'll scan them. That's the whole point of the court clerk,
Michelle.
Or the recording.
Michelle and Jennifer.
Yeah.
We got our files, so they're the ones for our files.
That's one of the websites we're working on right now, so that they can scan them all into our records, right? So it's a record keeper, which is Michelle's been nominated to do that.
Yep.
but somebody will be doing it. Will be the record keeper, more than just Michelle, because we'll need multiples, but. Basically, when this stuff comes in, the election, you're going to email it to the elections at the Nevada Union State Gov.land. It's on the paper where to email it to, and you're going to print your name fine. Now, if we can't verify you on some LRO or something somewhere, we're going to ask for a copy of your 1779 to verify that you are an ASN, because you have to be an ASN to vote, okay? So in any voting that we do, whatever, we do have to verify that you're an ASN or an ASE, right? And if we can't verify it through some channel, either through the LRO that Terry's doing that everybody was recorded in, or in the new Nevada LRO, if we can't verify you, then we're going to email you and want a copy of your 1779. And once we get that, then we'll count your vote, right? So that's how that's going to work. Because it's got to be, we have to certify them, is what Anna is saying, right? We have to certify that it is, you know, an American, right, on the land. So, come on, go ahead. Okay.
Well, we can't bring it up, so we can always email it to everyone. Jessica has created a seal, a logo for the court. I really liked it. I thought it was awesome. I just have to do a little bit of adjustments, but we can't.
You know what? Let me. I'd rather show these people.
Yeah, let's play around. He can.
Let me change my. I may drop all you guys.
Can you use her hotspot?
Yeah. Well, I can use my hotspot. That isn't the problem. But it's everybody online. I may drop you for a minute. I'm hoping not.
Can we pull it up on the email, on the phone, and then show it in the camera?
I can do that. Yeah, let's do that. Let's see if I can.
That's why you have a woman.
That's why I have tomorrow.
Think out of the box. What else can we do? Jessica, do you have it on your phone, the seal?
No.
You're welcome.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no.
You got it?
Yeah.
You want to show it on the... Can you guys see it? Right?
So everybody see it? This is what we're talking about for court logos for your documents. So if everybody likes that, it is actually on the website. I'm going there right now. I think I went to the wrong day here.
It's nice.
Do you want to show the ballot? Is that what you want to show right now?
Hmm?
Do you want to show the ballot? Is that...
Yeah, if you can, sure.
Can you guys see that? Here, let me set my phone to night to go down. Come on. Play.
Yeah.
Screen timeout. Here we go. Yeah, as far as that goes, 10 minutes. Okay. We'll do that. No, I don't want to do that.
So we'll have another meeting when you turn in those paper ballots physically then.
Do one more time. I don't know if we'll be able to do it in person. It all depends on when Anna wants the ballots to come in.
Okay, good. Yeah. Can you guys see the ballots?
Yeah, we can see it. That's good.
Or prior to that.
That's what she said, but they're still working on all the questions that she said on Thursday.
What do you want to talk about this?
Just so people see it. And then on the bottom, you can see all the directions and everything. So it's really simple, easy, clean.
Yeah. Law concerning mercenary warfare.
Well, remember there was four topics that they talked about. So once you have the topic and the ballot, that's what it's about. But we still haven't done detail because we're waiting for Anna and them to give us the correct yes.
Entrance.
Okay. Musical chairs. Here we go.
Musical chairs.
Okay. Did you talk about your email?
No.
Okay. So. I know we always ask you guys and ask about, and gals, about Sue's meetings on Wednesday nights, if you listen to it, if you follow. I would highly suggest to watch the last two meetings from them. Sue talks a lot in it, and also Mike Wilson. Unfortunately, the last meeting that they had was totally incorrect, everything that they said. So it's really also good to listen to them so you can kind of see what they're working on, what they're doing, and what is right from wrong. I mean, if you say it nicely like that. A couple of things that they have brought up was, and Rocky, it's his email, so he can tell you about it, what he did. But one of the things that they voted on was to dismiss Union State. So they don't want to have discussions about it anymore. They don't want to participate anymore. It does not exist. He had a whole explanation. Mike Wilson had a whole explanation about the, how we started with the 9 counties. Now we have 17 counties with the trains and all that, which that's correct. You know, he keeps also saying that we're under the Constitution, and we've explained multiple times that that is not correct. But one of the things that they have voted on right there on the spot, and I believe it was about sounded like 7 maybe people, maybe 10, I don't know, that they are, as of last, I'm assuming Thursday then, they took out Union State. Unfortunately, that cannot happen. You know, Union State is part of our government, so, you know, we have, like we said, the parish, we have township, we have counties, then we go in the Union State, and we have the state. So Union State is part of us. You cannot get rid of it. And Anna has also explained that. Anna has also explained to them that it is a part of us. So you cannot vote against it. That's just what it is. So like I said, I would highly suggest for you to watch it. And you can always double speed it, you know, just so you can kind of listen to what it says.
The last one was 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So Anna, this top checker's view, he just keeps running rampant, or how does this work?
Well, it's what happened was, is after that meeting, I did some clips of it, and I did a transcript on it, and I emailed it to Anna, okay? Anna emailed Sue, and basically her, I guess I can read it. I text her, okay?
Remember, Anna is not our jurisdiction, so it's really up to us, yes, right, the ASNs in Nevada, to correct everything. So I know it's easy to say, well, Anna should do this. Well, it's really not up to Anna. It's all up to us. So I highly suggest, this is me, I was talking and thinking, that we just need to start our State of the Union. Because every time they're talking, it's against everything of Anna's, literally the opposite of Anna's teachings and what we're taught and what we're supposed to do. And we cannot follow the State of the Union, who we've asked so many times, multiple times we've asked for the charts. We've asked for the position. We've asked for the treasurer because, you know, still, right now, Michelle Schmidt is the only treasurer we have. They have voted another person. We do not know that person. It's not vetted by the Federation. Michelle is the only one who is vetted by the Federation, and that's a very, very critical position. We have requested to get the items back. They have not responded to anything. So maybe it's a loss right now for us. So that's why I think that maybe we should start fresh and clean. And I can send the charts out to the State of the Union. It's different, remember, than Union State and then a county, so everybody can do again. And I know a lot of people are frustrated, so when we do this, and I'm going to ask it nicely, I need you all to participate. I need everyone to help. I can't do this by myself, not even Rocky. You know, the two of us, are, you can see how we look. Every night, you know, we're typing, researching, and doing everything, and pretty soon you're going to see a huge difference of what we've done. But I need help. I can't run things myself. I can't do things myself. So the positions need to be filled. It's just for our own protection. We need to know our common law, American common law, you know, the law of the land. We need to know how everything functions, and it's a little bit difficult. We're also creating a list where the words in national, how we call them, and how we call them de facto. So you know exactly what we're talking about, because it is a little bit confusing because they're so similar, you know, and you have to understand the difference. But it's up to you to learn. I cannot learn for you. It's really important for you to understand these words and understand the government and understand how everything works, because you signed your paperwork. I didn't sign them for you. You signed them voluntarily. So you need to understand what you should say. The words are so important, just like she explained in the last meeting, which again is going to be part of, you know, the difference between calling a house and a home loan. You know what I mean? Calling property and land. It sounds simple, but it's a huge difference what it means. And when you speak, you need to understand the difference of what is what. You know, and it's you know, just like we always explain, you know, today I had a whole conversation about sovereign citizen. You know, I understand you're sovereign, but you not stop calling yourself sovereign citizen because you're not. You know, he's not an ASN, but he is sovereign. There's also difference with that. So, again, have you done your paperwork? And if so, what kind of paperwork you've done? Just because you've done paperwork to be sovereign does not mean you're American state national. Remember that there's a difference. So there's so many different things that you have to know, and we can talk about it, we can explain, we can help, but it's up to you to read, it's up to you to watch, and I'm not going to be part of, you know, the recordings anymore, because I do not support things that are incorrect and that are not our teachings, and no matter how we can voice our opinion, nothing's being set back. So I go ahead, Ms. Fito.
To go back to what you were saying about Sue and Nev's meeting, since you already have the meeting recorded, if it's possible for you to actually print out the transcript and then bring it to our attention, and then we can put it into vote, because of what they're teaching, it does not align with Anna's teaching.
My suggestion is we can do this forever, or we can build our government. I'd rather just build our government and just say, forget it.
What I'm saying is to align with Anna. In that way, we can eliminate them.
Well, there's an email that Tamara sent out to address that with Anna, okay?
Right.
With them, okay? And we're trying to reset and just get over that. Now, the email that I was telling you about the Union State, Anna sent an email to Sue only, and the subject line was, stop this nonsense. The body of it said, you can no more remove the Union State from the State of the Union than you can fly to the moon. And if you are still so clueless that you think you can, I must seriously consider removing you as gross incompetence. Okay? That's what Anna said to her. So then Anna forwarded that email to me. That's how I got it. And in her email to me said, basically, Rocky, I am just sitting here shaking my head. She just goes like, this is just nonsense, this stuff.
And they're telling, like, what you're saying, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Since we don't get the charts from them, since we don't know the positions, since we don't have an answer from them, because we've asked a year and a half now, for the positions, for the recordings, for everything, I think this is the perfect opportunity to
see. I was going to when I sent out the email for everybody to let us know if you're getting their emails or whatever. In that email, if you read it, I noticed them in two or three other things. The other things were, they said that there's 5 years worth of recordings and all that. Where are they? How come we don't have them? We're demanding them now. Okay? That was the first thing. And the other one was that all of the positions and whatever, you say you have all these positions and whatever, we want proof of all of the, you know, the voting, all the dates, all the times, all the recordings, all the documents. Okay? Well, we've got zero from them. Okay? So we were talking about noticing them second time and a third time for all this stuff, but why bother? We're not going to get it anyway because they don't have it.
My suggestion is, because we've been going through this since we joined with the plague, this is the subject. This is the issue that came up every single time. We're wasting energy here.
But that's my whole point.
Exactly.
If we start the new government, let's just pursue, eliminate that. This is my own personal, because I'm sick of it. Just like Anna screaming on her videos and stuff. Get out if you can't grasp the idea, and what they have done and what the forefathers have done.
Well,
because they've done it to, throughout the world.
That's what Tamara is suggesting, is that she's resetting things today. And we're going to start working on the government the way Anna teaches us to do it. And she, because she is a state coordinator, she's going to be handling the state. Even though I am a, basically when you become a coordinator, you're just a coordinator. And then you decide what part of the coordinator you want to do. I decided to be a union state. That's why I told Anna I would focus on, that's what I'm doing. I could do the state too, but I'm not going to. I didn't want the conflict. I didn't want the confusion, whatever. So I'm doing union state only. Tamara is your state coordinator that is working on the state, right? She's your coordinator that's working on the state. And she's the one that's going to be dealing with the union state, the state of the union meetings, like what is today. And we're doing it online here. We wasn't going to do it today, you know, because we're doing it in person. But we thought that it needed to get out now, and we need to start working on it now. We don't need this messing around, is we're getting nowhere, right?
Okay. Yes. Everybody, you know, does not know this, but I was hounded right after my husband's death about turning the money over. I wasn't in the right state of mind, and it was constantly hounded turning the money over. And in my mind, I was thinking, I don't want to be kicked out of the assembly, you know, I don't want, because I'm holding on to these things. So I turned over to Al Kale. The other thing I was constantly being hounded about, and I saved every one of my emails and every one of my texts, because honestly, I have mourned the friendship that Sue and I had. But I say harassed. I feel like I was harassed constantly over and over about the records, you know. Where are they kept? Are they secure? You know, the whole office thing that we went through. I never, the only time I had a record at the office is if I was hiding something up, you know, to add to the elevator or something. But it just would not, it was like it would not compute to them. And so finally, the last series of text that I said was, I said, I do not have any records that belong to you. And she said, well, what about all these things that you always said you keep in a locked office and a locked filing cabinet? And I explained, because Rocky knows off my text, three copies. We've always heard three copies of
the paperwork documents.
One, the original goes to you. Two, and Rocky and Craig took care of this, maybe Aaron, and I have a little flash drive with all of these things on it. They put every one on the flash drive and sent them to Doug as per instructions. That's two. Third copy is a hard copy for the recording secretaries to keep in their file, so there's always a hard copy there.
Yeah.
And but, so the, I don't turn that stuff over to them. This is my hard copy.
Right. This is part of the training that we're going to be going through, and that's the reason why we got to get the software for the recording clerk. Okay, because there is supposed to be three copies. One of them is not supposed to go to the marshal at arms. Okay, but right now, because we don't have a recording clerk, we don't have a place to do it, we sent them to the marshal at arms because he's supposed to keep them safe, right? And basically what it is, by keeping it safe, he just needs to know that they're in a safe place, right? And that they're, nobody can get to them, that kind of stuff. So basically what needs to happen is every time a recording secretary records somebody, you take the original and you give it back to the people, because that's the one that they have, that's their original, okay? The recording secretary, you keep a copy, because that is your records and what you did, okay? And you give it to nobody. You keep it in a safe place, you put it in a file cabinet, you put it somewhere, lock it up, that nobody can get to it. The third copy is going to go to the recording clerk, and they're going to upload it into the system, okay? So those are the only copies, and those are where things go. Okay, so anybody that's trying to threaten you and say you got to give these over to the state, well, again, people don't understand what the state is. The state is what? Every one of you. Okay, that's who the state is. So like, okay, we're going to give a copy to everybody? No. Okay, that's what our recording clerk is our records keeper for all of the stuff that gets done. Okay, we will get that up. I'm hoping Paul is working on it right now. And when we get that portion of it up, then we're going to record all of this documents, right? And the recording clerk is going to do that. Okay?
I stated to Sue in these emails right after that, that if you continue to not follow Anna's teachings, I am not going to have anything to do with you. Mm-hmm. And she came back, then started saying that I'm not a Christian. If I act like that. So my last thing, I mean, that sent me over the edge. So my last thing was, how dare you,
right,
you know, question my, it's a very personal, you know, my with Jesus Christ, you know.
Yes.
And this is not to influence anybody else. This is my thing. If I need peace, I block her.
Good.
So she cannot call my personal phone.
Good.
And, you know, that's, I don't want to influence anybody else, but that's what I had to do for my peace. And with Rocking tomorrow, Aaron was talking, our thing is, we have spent so much time back and forth this, and can try to figure out how to correct them when they don't want it.
The money, yeah. The money part where Michelle sent the money to Robert Hell had to do with me. I'm the one that orchestrated that whole thing. And the reason I did is because I really hoped that we could mend the differences between me and Sue and the people up there. And giving them the money did not help. Okay? And again, it was $7,000, and the deal is we could use it, you know, we could buy our credential printer with that if we had it. But the deal is it's not the money. It's to get along, right? So that didn't work, and I don't see that there's a way that that's going to get mended. And I don't think we should spend one more day or one more minute, you know, doing that, okay?
I have a motion. And since that we're all here, if it's in the will of everybody, of the people, let's just give it to motion now to start our own government, effective as of today. Well, yesterday is gone,
yeah.
And that we wasted so much energy. So I'd like to bring that motion to the table.
I want to change the motion because it's not our government, okay? Let's correct it to say that let's start building the government we're supposed to be building,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's, well, it really is kind of ours, everybody's, not just one person, you know what I'm saying? I guess you could say it that way. It's, I don't know, it kind of hit me in a different spot. Right, basically what Tamara is asking and what you're making a motion for is really the same thing. She's saying from this point on, she wants to reset and let's start over building our government, right?
Restoration.
And that's the right word, is to do a restoration on our government and start building it from ground up again.
I just want to add something to what you said. Maybe it's a little bit more accurate since words are pretty important. So we should start building our government consistent with Anna's teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because that's where all this is coming from her. Right?
Right.
If she's incorrect, then we need to ask her about something. We have a question regarding her,
mm-hmm,
or whatever. Would that be accurate to say that?
No, that's accurate. Is we're supposed to be building it based on Anna's teachings, and you know, if we have a, you know, the ideal of what the coordinator is, and that's Tamara and me, and Sue, is if we have a question, not we, if you guys have a question on how to build this government, say there's a piece of it that you're not clear with it, then you would come to one of us, one of the coordinators, and then you would say, this doesn't make sense. How is this supposed to work? Right? Then we take it to Anna, and Anna will clarify it for us, and then we'll bring it back. And that's following her teaching, right? Because that is what she is telling us that it's supposed to be. And that's the reason why I'm doing this book, is she has a lot of say into what I'm doing. I've asked her so many questions now that, you know, she's just, you know, it's like one time I asked her a question, I got on there and she goes, oh, Rocky again. I said, oh, no, I'm a pain in the ass, but I got questions I got to ask. And she goes, oh, no, Rocky, that's not it. She goes, you ask really good questions. Yeah, she goes, you ask really good questions. You know, I was just wondering what you're going to ask me now. So that's the whole point.
Then, so in that way, the next meeting, we won't touch that subject in the morning.
We can do that.
Put it to bed and move forward with restoring our...
Okay. Would someone like to second that?
This is Pauline. I second it.
The incorrect terminology is dissolving or dissolution of the previous, right?
And moving forward.
Yes?
Yeah.
So we have a motion on the floor to dissolve the previous State of the Union and restore, rebuild our State of the Union.
Based on Anna's teachings.
Based on Anna's teaching. If anyone agrees, I'm sorry?
Aye.
This is Pauline.
Okay. Wait, hang on a minute.
This is Pauline.
Pauline seconded it.
Thank you. If you agree, please raise your hand.
Online, you raise your hands if you want it.
Is it one or two? Yvonne and Mike, is that considered? Are you considered one or two, Yvonne? Is she? I don't know if she's maybe.
Two, please.
Two.
Okay.
Got you. Thank you.
Okay, keep your hands up so she can count.
Sorry. They threw me at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
There's 13 in.
13, and then 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 19, yes. Please lower your hand. You can lower your hand. Yeah, I got her. Yeah, I got her. No, I got everyone. If anyone does not agree to rebuild the State of the Union, please raise your hand. If anyone would like to abstain, please raise your hand. Okay, and the results are 19 yes, 0 no, 0 abstain to restart our State of the Union as of today.
Get the title.
Everything just needs to be dissolved, does it? I hope not.
The State of the Union.
Well, there's certain positions are going to stay. Like Michelle is the treasurer.
Yeah.
She's going to stay as the treasurer.
Yeah.
The problem is we don't know. We're going to start building from ground up. What we do know, we keep. What we don't know, we restore.
Okay.
Right? So this.
That, we will send out the chart. I will send out a chart so everybody can see what's updated.
Yeah, I started working on a chart. I just didn't get it done. So
another topic that they voted on was recording secretaries. All the recording secretaries keep. I don't know who they think are recording secretaries or not. I do not know. They kept saying recording secretaries who have been inactive in the past 6 months. They voted to discontinue them having access to Terry's LRO or being recording secretaries. So I don't know who they're talking about, which, again, we do not do. because we need more recording secretaries, and right now, unfortunately, if you're a recording secretary, you're a small county, and you don't have anybody for 7 months, and then suddenly you have 10, you know, we don't have a timeline with that. So as long as you do what you're supposed to do correct, and, you know, you follow our teachings, recording secretary Aaron is the one who teaches us, and also Rocky, then that's what we expect you to do. So I did not agree with their voting. Mike kept on talking about, and I know we've already spoken about, but as of now, this does not matter anymore, that he keeps talking about everyone's information, emails, counting. They're watching every time you open up your email, how often, if you forward it or not, any of that. And Rocky has sent a cease and desist letter to Sue and Mike, and it's Rocky's email is his notice that he sent to them. It's up to you if you would like to do it also, if that's something that, because remember, it is, you know, Privacy Act. So, you know, and if you don't want anybody to follow what you're doing and you have not given them any written consent, then, you know, please, it's up to you, you know, if you would like, and you can do exactly, there we go. And I'll just read it's just a quick cease and desist from invasion of privacy. Dear Sue Olsebus and Michael Wilson, I am writing to formally demand that you cease and desist from you tracking any correspondence to me by using any Nevada Assembly technologies without my written consent. This is the old one.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It has come to my attention that it's being basically being tracked, going in and out, anything that has to do with the email. So he requested for them to immediately stop because it is invasion of his privacy. And do you have the other one?
No. That's on the server.
Okay.
I put the wrong one on the server.
Yes, you did.
Maybe you have it in your email?
Yes.
Well, the reason that we're bringing up, well, that's probably gone now. I don't know. Because Michael Wilson went through, like, mine's gone. Eric Hires is gone. They went through and moved all of us that didn't think that should happen anymore. Or Mike did. Okay, which I don't know who gave him the authority to do that. But you may still have it because Aaron still does because he's a recording secretary. So you being a recording secretary, maybe they kept yours too. I don't know. you'd have to try it and see if it works. The reason I did this distance is if you listen to the last deal, they're watching, they're getting data from every time you click or open your email or whatever. That's your personal data. However many times you open something or look at it or if you forward or whatever, that is against your privacy. And all I've told Mara that I want to bring up in the meeting is that I have a letter that I sent to both of them already, and she just read the letter, okay? If you guys want to copy it, you want to do it too, you want to send it off on your own self that you don't want them tracking your stuff?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, forever. I've known it for a long time, but I didn't have full proof, but now that they said it in the video, I have proof, okay? So I don't want to send them nothing if I don't have proof. I don't do anything unless I have proof that you've done something or not done something, right? Just because I hear somebody say, I was told many times that they're tracking everything that you do on the emails and all that kind of stuff, right? And that was one of the reasons I created the email servers and whatever, because I don't believe anybody should be tracked, right? I don't believe any of your emails should be looked at or anything. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason I created the email servers that I did. Tom?
Clarification on these emails that they're watching, is it specify which email? Is it the email that we've used that's in our LRO account? Or like?
Yeah, it's like whatever email, when they send you an email and you open that email, they know you just opened it.
Any exactly. Kind of email that they send out.
Yeah. If you clicked on it, whatever, they know it. If you read it, if you forward it to somebody or whatever, they know it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the tracking they're doing.
Illegal.
That's highly illegal, yes. So I created a assist and assist letter. If you guys want a copy of it, you know, email tomorrow. We'll send you a copy of it so that you can modify it or create your own based on it in your own words and send it off to them, because that, to me, is illegal. They're not allowed to do that without asking. No. That was something else. This is my personal letter. I did it personally because when I listened to that thing, I think, was it 3 or 4 days later, I sent that letter out? Because you're doing that stuff, you're doing something illegal. You know, because our whole government, what our government is built on, is our government doesn't care what you do in your personal life, right? So, like, you know, I've had people say, like, if I get married and divorced, whatever, does it, do you want to know that? No, I don't care. That's up to you. That's your personal life, right? That has nothing to do with our government, right? You either fill out a marriage certificate and get married, and you dissolve the marriage certificate, you throw it away, it's up to you. That's nothing to do. We don't okay nothing. Not like the other one, you have to go get a marriage, you got to go get an attorney and get divorced. That isn't what we do. We're not into your personal life. So anything that is injected into your personal life is trespass, right? That's harm. That they're harming you, and that's grounds for you to go against them, right? P2.
Can you send us that?
Yeah, I will send it.
Yeah.
You asked tomorrow for it. I told her to send it to everybody that wants it. So that you can actually use it as your grounds to create your own, right? Put it in your own words, or, if you copy it, I don't care. But I'm just saying, I did it because my privacy is important. And the deal is that one of the things, the reason we got to where we're at right now in the de facto, is when you allow them just this one little thing, then they think they can take it to the next step and take it to the next step, right? So if you don't say no now, then you're giving your okay for them to do it. So let's stop it. Let's fill out the paperwork and do it.
So Michael Wilson, is he the guy that's been sending this stuff about the militia?
Yes.
But remember, he's not a militia commander.
Anymore.
He's an ASN. We voted him, yeah.
That's the thing that I asked you about when there's, I was on the phone. But
we're going to create another letter for you to send out for that if you do that, right? If he sends you one to say, we need to create a letter that basically says, assistant sis, you're not a militia commander anymore. You're voted out on this day, blah, blah, blah. We'll come up with a letter for you if you want it, to help you. I haven't created it. I've been damned. Samara goes, she tried to call me this morning. I was passed out, gone. Okay? So I didn't get up until 10 o'clock this morning. Because I was just so tired that, from all the stuff that I'm trying to work on, with the LRO, with my regular work, and it's just a lot, okay? That's why Tamara says that she can't do it either by herself. It's a lot.
Yes, Fitu.
I'd like to volunteer for the recording secretary.
Recording clerk?
Recording clerk? Okay.
Thank you.
And also creating those educational information that you spoke about. I'll put it together and bring it to people's attention in order for us to simplify our process.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Perfect.
Yes, Tom.
Back to the emails. What's the legal framework to go after them? Is there a, by chance, in the fine print, an arbitration agreement? Or, the cease and desist letter, great, whatever, but if we really want to go after them, what's that?
Well, first thing is we got to get our courts up and running, and then we can, create a case against them. Right.
We can still do it.
You can do it. Yeah, you can do it as a
NRC.
No, there's not.
Or,
we have no, things on that. The only thing is, that's where first you would try to get an ombudsman and talk to him about it. Okay, talking about it is the assistant says, right? That's your first thing. You're telling them not to do this, right? That's your first step. Then your second step is you would turn it in to the sheriff, right, into one of the deputies or whatever as, as a crime,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, or Tom, because he's the under-sheriff or whatever, forgot his title.
Yeah.
But, again, that's the reason why we got to get recording clerk's software up so you guys can also record your stuff into your system, right? Because we have to have the same kind of system for the sheriffs that you record all your stuff. And then at that point, you would talk to them. You know, the sheriff's committee would then talk to them and settle it, you know, make sure they're not doing it, right? And if they are, then we can take it to court, you know, to our court, right? So those are the steps, and that's what we're trying to build, and we need to get the state one now up and running so we get the state court up and running, right? It's just a process that we have to go through to try to handle this stuff, right?
So we can't get the state court up and running, so we have two people for
each county.
Well, now you're going back to what we're really supposed to be doing. If you go by Anna's teaching, and that was kind of what I was explaining before on the steps, that we need two people from every county. So, okay, the way it works is then you build the union state, and then two delegates from each one of them go up, and that's what forms the state of the union, as those two people. So really we would have 32 people in the state of the union.
34
people in the state of the union, okay? So that was when we were talking on making the book, that was our question, is that how do you build all these pillars with 34 people? You can't, right? How do you build a court? You need at least that many people just to run the court, right? So basically, if you read the How to Build Assembly, it talks about having a justice, right? The justice is a state judge, right? We don't call them judge, we call them justice. In the counties, it's justice of the peace. Okay, so me and I think it's Ross is justice of the peace for Clark County. Okay, so you have those two people. You have those people, which is the ones that oversee the court. Now, they don't make any rulings. We don't do anything. It's the jury that deliberates and makes all rulings and everything. We just say, okay, everything was followed, process, whatever. We stamp it, and that's done. It's a done deal.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Reach out to these other counties?
Not yet. That's what we're trying to do.
I know
Jennifer.
Jessica.
Yeah.
We have to somehow get to those people.
Right.
So what I thought was I'm going to take off, rent a vehicle, and go to those counties and try to meet up with those people prior to having set up an arrangement to meet up with them so that we could all help them down. You know, like we're hoping like
that, to go down. What I was hoping is whatever you want to call it, I was even going to do that, just get a rent a motorhome or whatever and start traveling to every county.
Mm-hmm. Outreach.
Right.
You know, to get out across the state, that's what I'm going to do. You know what, this is what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Get a big, huge bus and I'm going to
visit everybody.
Indiana website, mm-hmm. Just go state to help each state coordinate to be able to get
over. We need to do that for our counties. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I've already got everybody in a CRIM. It's just at our coordinating times right now. So right now, working on time frame. Everybody works different shifts. Terrible time, the worst shifts ever. The first, second, and third, and most of the time you're tired at the end of it because they go to 12-hour, 13-hour shifts, right? So I'm trying to make it where it's two strict times when we can meet up with people that we get everybody collected with. Mm-hmm. But then we also have Sandy Valley. We have Saloon. We have the Young Over Mountain. What is that, Mother? Charleston or something?
Oh, Charleston, yeah.
But still, it's a matter of getting all of them together. But for right now, focus on trying to get all of the people that we already have and try to get them and bring them into the meeting. Say, look, mm-hmm. Give a meeting. You know, let's get, maybe I can run a library out there, get people out there to go to that library. We can do what we're doing now
mm-hmm.
to get them on the block, feed of that. And then right. People bring in somebody along with you that's IT involved.
You
know, they can bring it up.
That's the whole point is we need people to do outreach like that and to try to contact some people in those counties. You know, it's
part of what I agreed that I would help do. And like I said, I was hoping that if, like, when we do get the money, I'm going to travel. I'm not going to work. I'm going to start traveling and try to get these counties up. Because that's what we need. Now, we got to get out of here at 5:30. So, but anyway, if you guys want the letter, send her an email.
When is our next meeting? Go ahead.
Brian, you want to say something?
Percentage-wise, how far away are we from having the Union State set up? The State of Union can't be surrendered to all the counties, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they have to do the state.
So we get two people from every county? If we do the State of the Union the way that Anna started it with, and is try to get that courts and those things up, because we can do it that way,
yeah.
That was the reason Anna did it, because that's a short way of doing it. So let's work on that and get that going.
Yep.
But in the meantime, we still need to be working on how the real government, when it's finished, done,
yep,
do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this book I'm doing is going to come out and explain that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Step by step, with the
people.
State, you're in charge
of. Right.
Right. You're a coordinator for that.
Right.
Okay. I just want to encourage you tomorrow. So I'm an expert in this question. Humbling. That the whole environmental pollution, you know, I'll have one of these questions on here, aerial sternum.
Yeah.
Artificially induced, I'm a big expert on that one. It is magnetic fields, radiation, blah, blah, blah. And I've been sending you guys stuff on that, which it's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, and whatever you read there.
Okay.
Yeah, to write this up or give this all the stuff that I've been sending to you to Anna. It takes time to go through that, to condense that. I mean, you can really barely condense it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Scientifically condense it.
Well, first we just need to get the laws enacted, and then we can go after them with all the stuff, right? But anyway, we got to hurry up. Yeah. So you got, what else you got before?
Well, that's it. That was the.
That was the last one.
Second. Thank you.
Everybody that agreed to adjourn to me, say aye. Everybody that want, say no. Okay, the meeting's officially adjourned.
Good night, everyone.
Say leave.
God bless everyone.
Thank you guys. Bye.
Where are you?
Thank you. Say leave for everybody. Leave for everybody.
This one?
Yeah.